The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 31st of March, 2008. It's the birthday of the poet Andrew Marvell, born at Winestead in Holderness in Yorkshire, England, 1621, who wrote the poem that you studied in junior high school, "Had we but world enough and time, this coyness, lady, were no crime, but at my back I always hear time's winged chariot hurrying near, and yonder all before us lie deserts of vast eternity." The Eiffel Tower opened on this day in 1889 in Paris, built for the Paris Exposition. It was denounced by many famous Frenchmen, including Alexandre Dumas and Émile Zola, and Guy de Maupassant, who described it as a high and skinny pyramid of iron ladders, a giant ungainly skeleton upon a base that looks built to carry a colossal monument of Cyclops, but which just peters out into a ridiculous thin shape like a factory chimney. He hated it. It's the birthday of the poet and essayist Octavio Paz, born in Mexico City, 1914, who in 1950 published a monumental essay on Mexican national character and culture, which is standard reading in Latin American studies programs, entitled The Labyrinth of Solitude. It was in 1836 on this date Charles Dickens began publishing the posthumous papers of the Pickwick Club. And it's the birthday of the novelist John Fowles, born in Lay-upon-Sea, Essex, in England, 1926. He was an English teacher for many years, wrote on the side, and in 1963 he published his first novel, The Collector, about a man who collects butterflies and then one day kidnaps a young woman and keeps her in his basement, hoping to win her love. Also author of The French Lieutenant's Woman in 1969. And it's the birthday of the man who wrote I Think, Therefore I Am, the mathematician and philosopher René Descartes, born in Touraine, France, in 1596. Here's a poem by Andrew Marvell on his birthday, entitled The Definition of Love. My love is of a birth as rare as 'tis for objects strange and high. It was begotten by despair upon impossibility. Magnanimous despair alone could show me so divine a thing, where feeble hope could ne'er have flown, but vainly flapped its tinsel wing. And yet I quickly might arrive where my extended soul is fixed, but fate does iron wedges drive, and always crowds itself betwixt. For fate with jealous eye does see two perfect loves, nor lets them close. Their union would her ruin be, and her tyrannic power depose. And therefore her decrees of steel us as the distant poles have placed, though love's whole world on us doth wheel, not by themselves to be embraced. Unless the giddy heaven fall, and earth some new convulsion tear, and us to join, the world should all be cramped into a planisphere. As lines, so loves oblique may well themselves in every angle greet, but ours so truly parallel, though infinite, can never meet. Therefore the love which us doth bind, but fate so enviously debars, is the conjunction of the mind and opposition of the stars. Andrew Marvell's The Definition of Love. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Gift subscriptions are available at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Sleep Number Bed, the bed that allows personal comfort at the touch of a button. Information at sleepnumber.com. Produced by Ella Shovanek and Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org.